Blog Talk Radio. see somebody there. You feel like giving up. You feel like nobody understands. But the devil is alive. God is right there. And he's been there all the time. Lift your hands. I break the spirit of depression off of you. In Jesus' name. Let me tell you why. He's able.
Touch and agree. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Let's touch and agree. He won't give up on you. God bless you tonight. We thank you for tuning in. Amen. MCI Blog Talk Radio. I am your host tonight, Bishop Thurman A. Butler. Amen. Of Undisputed Truth, 1921, Darby Town Road. And Ranco, Virginia, we thank you, and thank you again. Praise God. Merry Christmas. To God be the glory. Blessings upon you and upon your family. We greet you this holiday season. Bishop Thurman Butler and Pastor Thelma Butler and the UTM family just want to say to each and every one that supports the ministry, that looks out for the ministry, that listens to the ministry, we love you much. Hallelujah, and God bless you. We want to invite you out, hey man, Christmas Eve, if you're finished wrapping and the presents or whatever you do to celebrate, if you have time, glory to God, we'll be celebrating the birth of Christ on Friday night, amen, which is Christmas Eve. Amen, we have plenty of gifts and good times and fun, hallelujah, and fellowship. Amen, come on out and be with us. Once again, it's 1921 Darby Town Road. And Michael Virginia. God bless you tonight. Amen. Just want to spread a little Christmas cheer tonight. Amen. Jesus is the reason for the season. Surely he is. He is the reason for the season. So therefore, let us go over to the Gospel according to St. Luke. Amen. Chapter 2. And we're just going to honor, hallelujah, the Lord. Amen, that so loved the world, hallelujah, that gave his only begotten son, hallelujah, that whosoever would just believeth on him would not perish but have everlasting life.
Yes.
Amen, hallelujah. To God be the glory. God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, hallelujah, but that the world through him might be saved.
Amen.
To God be the glory. We trust that you have the gospel according to St. Luke chapter 2. Praise God. Amen. And I have the King James Version there. But I, for the sake of understanding, I believe I'm going to do something that I don't do. I believe wholeheartedly in the King James Version. Thank God for the revelation and interpretation of the scriptures. Amen. But this being the season of Jesus, hallelujah, we want to make sure, glory to God, that all the listeners, that anyone that would come across it, amen, those that are seeking the Lord while he may be found, calling upon him while he's near, during this season of celebration, I'm going to read, amen, out of this English Standard Version, amen, just so you can understand it possibly more clearer. Amen, amen. I was intrigued. So let me read to you. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This is the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph went up from the town of Nazareth into Galilee to Judea. Let us just read, amen, understand our king. Amen. To Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and the line of David. Watch here. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. Hallelujah. While they were there, the time that came for the baby to be born, she gave birth to her. Amen. The firstborn, a son. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. I want to stop right there because I want to let you know, glory to God, that even though we're talking about the Savior, God still used that same protocol, come on, and bring it forth. Come on, somebody. He used the same the same illustration, if you can use those words, to show us that just as a woman wants to see this planet, there's a cycle, a term, a time, and then a birthing. And before, since we're celebrating the master's birth, I believe he would want us to understand, amen, that the same thing occurs in us in spiritual terms. We know we have a natural birth according to Nicodemus. He says, glory be to God, how can a man be born again? Because he's talking about that physical birth. He says, can he crawl back into his mother's womb? No, can't do that. We know that. But to God be the glory. Then Jesus explained to him, hallelujah, that there's birthings in the spirit. I'm just following the Holy Ghost before I get into the story. Just to lay some foundation tonight. If I can get somebody out there tonight to understand that the seeds planted in the spirit will birth into the natural. Can I take my time tonight? I said any seed planted in the spirit, in the unseen, hallelujah, it will manifest in its appropriate time into the natural. God so loved the world, he planted Jesus. Well, somebody is still wondering in this season, and they're hearing the stories of the Virgin Mary, and they're hearing the stories of the Immaculate Conception, and folks still don't understand, how can a woman have a child without a man? Well, the only way that's possible tonight, child of God, is by the Holy Ghost. We're going to read further, but I just wanted you to understand, glory be to God, that this, once the seed is planted, glory to God, it brings birth. So if you're planting bad seeds,
my God,
they're going to bring birth in the natural. Mm. If you're planting good seed,
yeah,
hallelujah, and you take care of your crop, and you purge it, that it brings forth more fruit. Y'all don't hear me yet. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Then you'll have a harvest of that. Hallelujah. So what, therefore, we have to understand that, glory to God, it's not in the manifestation afterwards. It's in the plantation prior. I'm just trying to help a broader range of people today. So I'm not pinpointing on no revelation. This is information. Because somebody don't understand. They say, well, listen, I'm already messed up. I'm already in a position that I don't want to be in. I already made mistakes that I didn't fix. Hallelujah. Well, those was all your harvest. Praise God. I said that was all your harvest from seeds planted prior. Hallelujah. I don't know why the Holy Ghost got me there, but I won't move. Hallelujah. I'm going to obey God. Hallelujah. A lot of things that we've been through is only a response to what we sowed. It's only a harvest of what was planted. So I want to let you know, if you don't like what you're harvesting right now, hallelujah, change what you plant. Change what you sow. Because once you change what you sow and you change what you plant, then you change your harvest. Hallelujah. Even God, he planted Jesus so that he can have a harvest of you and I. Amen? That's how we are sons. And it does not yet appear unto us what we shall be. But right now you are sons. And it's because God planted a seed. Amen. To God be the glory. Somebody say, to God be the glory. Thank you for the seed. Hallelujah. Because you are a part of the harvest. So the angel came to her. He came to her. And she was expected to be married to Joseph, but when the angel, during the experience, she was with child. And it confused her because she says that she didn't understand, hallelujah. Oh, that's right. I know the Holy Spirit stopped me. I don't want y'all not to understand the Immaculate Conception I was talking about. Amen. Holy Spirit said, go back to that. I was wondering why I couldn't go forward. Hallelujah. But watch this. Because we're talking to people right now who may be seeking Jesus in this holiday season, in this collaboration of his birth. See, look, somebody just may run across this. And I want to let you know, don't think it strange or far-fetched that a woman birthed a child. Somebody said, well, that's impossible. It's not impossible. If you look in the book of Genesis, God, the Bible says that God, from the dust of man, God created, from the dust of the ground, God created man. But man had no life. It was just a creation. It was just a creation from the earth that he voided out at that. So none of us is really nothing because we all came from a voided out dirt. Because the earth was without form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. Those of you who know the revelation of the second creation, you know what I'm saying. We all come from the dust of a voided out ground. Point being is this. Adam had no life. But God blew into Adam's nostrils the breath of life. The breath, the life, how about the seed that brought life. Remember, that's what I'm telling you. The seed always has a harvest in its time. God's seed of his breath into Adam produced the harvest when he blew it in. Time period. Everything going to produce. If you sow it, it's going to produce. It might take a while, but you're going to reap what you sow, says the word of God. So when he blew into Adam's nostril, bang, harvest, he became a living soul. So when he wanted to bring the Savior, see, let's magnify this. He blew into Adam's nostrils. Who? Him, God. God blew into. That means it came out of. God blew the breath that came out of him into Adam. Y'all hear me? And man became a living soul. So when he came to Mary, and he told Mary, fear not. Blessed art thou amongst women, because thou is going to carry the Savior. Thou has a child. And Mary even said, wait a minute, I feel pregnant. Y'all ain't talking to me. Anybody feel pregnant? Hallelujah. This might be your season right now, the birth, what you impregnated with. If it's been planted, I want to encourage somebody and tell you, it's going to birth. This may be the year that God births everything you ever asked him for. Y'all ain't listening to me. Oh, I'm so glad this is the year, the season of his birth. So we can talk about birthing some things. Because for so long, we've been without anybody being birthed. Anything being birthed. You've been going to church for 3 years, but you ain't birthing nothing. You've been going for 20 years, but you ain't birthing nothing. But I want to encourage you tonight. Ha ha. Glory to God. This might be your season. Because Jesus is the reason. Hallelujah.
My God.
For the season.
Hallelujah.
And this just might be your season. Somebody say, it's my season. Let me see some people type, it's my season on Facebook. Let me hear you in MCI. It's my season. Hallelujah. If it's been planted, it's a season of birthing. Come on, somebody. It has to birth. Mary said, how? I feel pregnant. My God, I've never been with a man. Well, God, you know what Mary asked? Let's stay with the word of God for a second. Mary asked the angel, how can that be? Since I know not a man. And he told her, he said, the Holy Ghost. How about, see, I read your Bible. He said, the Holy Ghost shall overshadow thee. Has the Spirit ever overshadowed you? Y'all ain't talking to me tonight. I said, haven't the Spirit of God overshadowed you before? Haven't you felt his presence all on you before? Haven't you felt the weight of his glory and operating in you? Hallelujah. So you know, hallelujah, that he can overshadow a person. Hallelujah. If you've ever been overshadowed, you know what I'm talking about.
Thank God.
The angel told her, I'm going to overshadow you. Mm. Ha-ha, glory to God. That's the love we got to make. Mm. Let's make love to him overshadowing us. Hallelujah. Let's make love to the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. The right way. Glory to God. Let him overshadow you. Tabasie. And he blew breath into her the same way he did Adam. All Eve did was breathe. And she didn't breathe hard. No, she didn't have to breathe all hard. She just breathed. How y'all both shut up, I stop. Somebody said, how she just breathed and got pregnant? I thought you said it was God. Somebody probably said, I thought you said God did it. But you said all she was doing is breathing the air. Ha. That's because somebody don't know that God is air. God is air. The Bible declares that God is a spirit, like the Holy Spirit. And the word spirit is the same translated word as ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit. See? So watch. And ghost or spirit means air. It means breath. He blew into Adam's nostrils the air of life, the breath of life, the spirit of life. Are you with me? So watch. It was God, because God is in the air. God is a spirit. God is air. That's why he's omnipresent. Omnipresent means he's everywhere at the same time. So everywhere that there's air, hallelujah, somebody. I said everywhere there's air, there's God. You don't believe me? Stir up the air. Stir up the atmosphere, Habasie, and watch him appear in the air. I don't want to go too deep tonight. I want to just celebrate the king. Okay, yeah. Hallelujah. I want to celebrate his birth. To God be the glory. He's worthy to be praised. I wanted to read that to you, but now I want to read a little something to you out of the King James Version. Amen. Since we have the time tonight, let's look in a little further. When the angel appeared to Mary and dealt with her husband, her husband didn't put her away. Hallelujah. Her husband believed God. You have to find somebody to touch and agree with you sometimes during the hard times or during the deep times. Hallelujah. During the hard to understand time. Hallelujah. Huh? During the unbelief times. Well, that was a hard thing for him to believe, but he swallowed it because it was of God. He touched and agreed that they believed. And he followed the steps. Watch now. When it was time to declare, yawned. Woo! I think I'm going to move on somewhere else, but I'll tell you, the Holy Ghost is moving in this spirit, in this season. I said when it was time to declare his, Haboshia, when it was time for him to declare his family, the census means come and declare what you say it is. Come on, give a sacrifice and declare what it is. When it came time to declare what his faith was, he gathered his family. I want to tell somebody today, you ain't declaring what you believe. Hallelujah. You declare what people think. Stop declaring what you think people think about a thing. Hallelujah. And declare what you feel about it. Declare what you believe about it. Hallelujah to God. If you ain't found nobody to touch and agree with you on it, still declare it. God got a witness coming.
Yes.
Hallelujah. God got some people coming. Right while he was declaring it, it was some shepherds in the field. Y'all don't hear me. He had nothing to bounce. Yo, Boshia, y'all got to catch this. I know this ain't your traditional Christmas message, but I want to let you know tonight, if you know that you know, God has sent a witness. God has sent help. Hallelujah. Once it was time for Joseph to declare that he believed God. I know it's hard for Mary to believe it, but she experienced it. Hallelujah. She seen the angel. She talked with the angel. She felt the spirit overshadow her. Hallelujah. See, somebody ain't felt what you felt. Somebody don't know what you know. Somebody haven't got a witness to like you got a witness. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit hasn't came on somebody yet like he's all over you every Sunday. Hallelujah. Maybe God called you to witness what he's doing to somebody, to touch and agree what he's doing with somebody. And if you're that somebody I'm talking right now, God got help on the way. He had no way of understanding it was God. But he took his journey believing. Glory be to God. And when he got there, the devil met him. We can call it the devil. If he did it twofold, we can say it was God. But he had a spiritual encounter. I believe it was spiritual. While he was traveling, it was time for her to bring forth. Y'all don't hear me. And he knew that he was being led by God. And the first thing the devil did was brought discouragement. We have no room in the inn. And it seems like that was the only inn in those days in that camp. They ain't had no Holiday Inn. They ain't had no Days Inn. They had no Motel 6 in. Come on, somebody. The way it's depicted in the Bible, that was the only what seemed to be decent place to lay their head. Hallelujah. Never said Joseph couldn't afford it. It never said, hallelujah, his pride thought he was too good. He was led by God and met discouragement. I'm trying to keep it real with somebody tonight. The devil may try to stop you every turn you take. Hallelujah. Or he might lift up his head before God send the witness. Y'all don't hear me. He may tear your life up and try to destroy it before the power of the Holy Ghost raise it up. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
You got to move in faith. Joseph moved in faith. Hallelujah. And the first thing he met, hallelujah, was somebody that said, you can't bring forth what you believe. Hallelujah. Somebody don't believe you can bring forth what you're saying. Hallelujah. Some people didn't believe I could bring forth what I'm saying. Hallelujah. Some people didn't believe that Jesus could bring forth what he was saying. Hallelujah. And here goes Joseph. God told him, we don't believe you. You got who? Your wife is carrying what? The Savior. They laughed him to scorn. They didn't say they didn't have a room. They said they had no room for you. The devil don't really got room for you. But he'll make it. Somebody say, he ain't making room for me. Tie your bow shot. Don't let him make room for nobody else that you love, that you know. How can we? I'm going to leave that alone. I'm going to let that unction alone. I'm going to leave that unction where I was ready to go alone. But anyway, I want to encourage you. Don't stop at the first no. Don't believe it ain't coming forth at the first no. Don't think that God won't make a way out of no way so you can bring it forth. Y'all don't hear me tonight. Joseph could have got very upset. He could have handled it wrong. It's different civilizations, different lifestyles in that time period. But I'm just saying, all we can go by is what the words say. He went on in faith. Even after he was told, and it seemed as if it was no way to bring forth what he believed. And God brought him to a place where he could make a manger.
My God.
Hallelujah! Gave him the revelation, make a manger. Right here. stop right here, make a manger. Ha! And here's some swaddling clothes. She's going to bring forth right now. Nothing could have stopped the birth. Don't let nothing stop your birth. Glory to God. When God is ready, hallelujah, to wake you up, don't you let nothing stop you or get in your way of bringing forth. Amen. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. So now, here we go. Now that they obeyed God. I'm just about done now. Now that they obeyed God, to God be the glory. And God began to make a way. I want to let you know it feels good to know you're in the will of God. Don't it feel good? Don't it feel good saying to God? Glory to God. First thing he did, hallelujah, is when he went to declare his faith, he bumped in to a man named Simon. This was an older man. This was a man of faith. A man of honor. Glory be to God. Watch, glory be to God. I'm just telling it my way for you tonight. The Bible declares that he went to offer his family up. Let me see what verse I want to get to. Okay, I want to get right here. Praise God. Thank y'all. Thank y'all. Thank y'all. Thank y'all for bearing with me. Verse 22 says, and when the days of purification according to the law of Moses was accomplished, they brought him to Jerusalem. That's the place of worship. That's the place to offer up. Glory to God. That's the place to offer up where you've been overshadowed, what you've been told, what his will is. That's now you have to declare what you say you believe. Even when they say it ain't no room. Even when they say it ain't going to happen. Even when they say that we don't believe. Hallelujah. You have to. Glory to God. Hey, praise the Lord. Pastor Goodwine. God bless you, my brother. Love you, man. Listen, you have to hold on to your faith. And it's going to be a lot of things to make you stop the process before God send the witness. Hallelujah. See, when as long as you haven't gotten the witness, it's hard to be settled. But God sent the witness. Why? When he came and brought them to Jerusalem to show their faith, as is written in the law, verse 23 says, you know how every man that opened the womb the eighth day of the stock of Israel, that means you are a Jew. You are a child of God. Every male had to go through that. So watch what happened. Verse 25 says, behold, there was a man in Jerusalem. That's the place of worship. There was a man that connected to God. There's a man that prayed to God. There's a man who stayed in God's face. Glory to God. There's a man that hears from God. Hallelujah. And his name was Simeon. And the same man was just and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Ghost was upon him. Oh, glory to God. If I can just encourage you in this holiday season, let the Holy Ghost come upon you. Whatever you need, hallelujah, if the Holy Ghost come upon you, you'll be all right. Whatever you're asking God to do, if you wait for the Holy Ghost to come upon you, you'll have the witness that it's all right. This man of God stayed in the house of God. He stayed in Jerusalem in the face of God. The Holy Ghost was upon him, and that was a time where the Holy Ghost couldn't be in you. It can only be upon you, but it stayed upon him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We can do awesome things for the Lord with the Holy Ghost on us. But I want to let somebody know, we can't do anything without God. We can't do anything without the Holy Ghost leading and guiding. We can do good works. We can do a lot of good things, hallelujah, but they're non-meaningful in the kingdom. Everything we do, just because we think of it and just because it's a good gesture, don't mean that, hallelujah, that is God's will for us to do. God might have sent you just to save your neighbor that you live next door to right now, and you won't even speak to him. You holding something against him. You mad at him. Hallelujah. All these spirits that's not of God, for the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, and we don't have those type of feelings about anything or anybody. And though you may preach every week, your main reason for being on earth was to save that neighbor that you don't even speak to. Hallelujah to God. That's why we need the Holy Ghost on us. Listen, the Bible declares that no man can even say that Jesus Christ is Lord except by the Holy Ghost. So we need the Holy Spirit on us. Amen. Let us move on. Well, this man of God that stayed in the house of God, he stayed before God. And the Holy Ghost remained on him. Watch what he said. When he seen Joseph and Mary, watch. When he seen them coming into the temple, watch. He grabbed the baby. Watch. Let me find one more here. He grabbed the baby, and they gave the baby to him. See, something about if it's of God, people know. If it's not of God, people know. They didn't know this man, but they gave the baby to him. Verse 27 says, let me go back up a little back to 25 like that. The Holy Ghost was upon him. 26 says, and it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he shall have seen the Lord's Christ, the anointed one. This was a baby. Nobody had said anything about him, hasn't done no wrong, no right, no prophecy over him, no anything. Matter of fact, hallelujah, he had a problem where he was going to come into this world at. Hallelujah. But he believed God. And God, because God had told him. And I just want to move on. We're going to get on into the story of the holiday season so we can say, just wish everybody happy holidays. I want to say this first. You have to believe God when you know he said it. This man would not move. He was so in tune with the Holy Ghost. He was right there the day they brought him. Hallelujah. Right there the minute they brought him. What are you saying, Bishop? I'm saying that, glory to God, we can get so in tune with God that we catch every blessing he wants. We know everything he wants. I mean, I'm not saying we perfect everything to the exact, but we so close, hallelujah, we won't be years off. Hallelujah. We might be months off, maybe only days off. But you'll be close enough to be where God wants you. Hallelujah. On that day, on that particular day. What am I saying? You will not veer too much out of the will of God. I'll put it like that. Come on, somebody. You may not perfect this thing, but you got it enough. You got it enough to live a godly life. You got it enough to go to God when you need. You got enough of him to know when I mess up, I can go to my Father because he's not mad at me. He knew before I did it. Hallelujah. I know I can go to him and say, Father God, I don't have faith to handle this financial situation. And give it to God. And he'll meet your need every time. Especially in this joyous holiday season. Amen. Well, the young man, when he picked the baby up, Joseph and Mary had the baby, and Simeon picked him up, never knew anything, and started prophesying, saying, this is the Lord's Christ. He's come to save the world. He said, listen, I can leave here now because I've seen the Savior. I just want to encourage somebody today. I'm not telling you to pray for death. We're not talking suicide, but you ought to be at peace right now. The Bible says, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through Christ Jesus, whom we have access. We have access. We know where we're going. Hallelujah. We're not acting to leave. We'd rather be here helping God here on earth. But guess what? We don't fear death. Hallelujah. And he said, listen, everything that ever meant something to me, hallelujah, has been fulfilled. Believe that everything God has for you, you're going to receive. And you will. Hallelujah. When you start thinking that you're not going to, hey, God bless you, Reverend Mills. Good to see you, man of God. Powerful man. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Listen, we have to believe God to the end. If you know God has it for you, hallelujah, you ought to refuse not to be persuaded that it's not. If he said it, surely he can bring it to pass. Good God Almighty. And when the prophet seen Jesus, the birth of Jesus. Huh? He spoke, and I'm sure, glory to God, he gave Joseph faith to continue on. Faith to believe he had to raise this man to become the Savior of the world. I believe that it did something to Mary, hallelujah, because Mary had been, was told some things, but she pondered them in her heart. Joseph was the one who had to have the faith battle. He's the one who had to believe that his wife was pregnant without a man. He's the one who had to, he's the one, glory to God, who had to believe God to the end. So God showed him through the prophecy. But at the same time, see, the Bible says out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. God had shepherds in the field, and he showed them in the spirit. That's why I say, glory to God, if you sow it in the spirit, it'll manifest in the natural. See, anything in the spirit you give to God, and let God handle it, and God got people in the spirit that's obeying God, and you get the blessing. The shepherds was out in the field. You know, we call them the wise men. Everybody always say, oh, the three wise men. Well, let me help you. No, the Bible don't say it was three. We just know they were the wise men. It could have been two. It could have been 200. See? We think that it was three because they brought gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Those three gifts. But the Bible just said they poured out their gifts. Hallelujah. Hear me tonight. So what am I saying tonight? You have some things from God. Hallelujah. And God's going to have people in the spirit to hear your cry. He's going to have people in the spirit to know what you're praying for. He's going to have people in the spirit to touch and agree with you. He's going to have people in the spirit to come and open up doors for you. Hallelujah to God. The Bible said that he'll give unto your bosom good measures, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Shall men give? That means God's going to move in the spirit on man. I want you to know tonight, don't you be depressed. If you don't have enough Christmas gifts, don't be depressed. If you didn't get whatever you want that could make you happy, that's how you celebrate the Lord's birth. If whatever it is, if you feel the pressure of not being the place you want to be during Jesus' birth season, I want to let you know it's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. You just have to go to God in the spirit. You have to sow some things in the spirit so they can manifest naturally. Maybe we don't keep sowing doubt. Don't keep sowing unbelief. Don't keep sowing hatred. Don't keep sowing jealousy. You keep sowing all those seeds, you have to give it time to come up. I'm getting a little off my message, but you know what? I tell it all the time. A lot of people come to God, and they think in the first 6 months, their whole life's supposed to flip over, and they're supposed to have a harvest, and they're supposed to be debt-free. And you just started sowing good seed. See, if you've been sowing bad seed for years, and then you just start sowing good seed, all them harvests has got to come up. Unless you grow something that overpower, come on, some faith, hallelujah, relationship with God. Relationship with God, God will cut some of that harvest down and bring your new seed to pass faster. With relationship, with praise, that's water in it. See what I'm saying? With faith, hallelujah, hallelujah, you're fertilizing it. You're adding to it. You're pruning it, hallelujah. You're growing in grace and in the knowledge, glory to God. And all the good seed that you plant will start coming forth. But if you've been just sowing bad seeds for 28 years and just got saved a month ago, it may take some time for your seed, for your crop to germinate and grow and give you a harvest. So don't give up now. If you've only been saved 6 months, you haven't been in it long enough. Hallelujah. 6 months is not long enough to determine, hallelujah, how much God loves you. A year ain't long enough. 3 years ain't long enough to understand, hallelujah, the way God thinks, the way God feels. Hallelujah. We have to spend some time. So I want to let you know in this holiday season, before I leave tonight, I want to thank you all for tuning in. Jesus is the reason for the season. And if only thing, if I could entitle it, I would just have to say, all hail the King. Do you know what all hail means?
give it up. I give it up to you. If you want to know or measure how close you are to him, look at how much of you have. Look at how much of your mind you have. You have to look at how much of your own heart you have. You have to look at how much of your own time you keep it for you. That's how you can measure how close you is to God. If everything you look at about you is all about you, you haven't started Hadabasindia heading toward God. But he's right there with his arms wide open. He gave his life for us. The Bible declares, glory be to God, his name shall be called Jesus. If we go over to Isaiah chapter 9, you'll see a whole list, wonderful counselor, the mighty God, the Prince of Peace, everlasting Father. Come on, somebody. It's all for you. Hallelujah. It's all for you. Sow some seeds this season to him. All hail. That means give it to him. Give him how your heart really feels beyond our own self. Because we're all human. We're all a person. And we have thoughts and desires and everything else that has to come in line. But tell him about it. That's sowing seed. Praise him. That's sowing seed. Clap your hands. Get on your knees. Lay before him. That's sowing seed. Go to church. Yeah, that's sowing seed. Turn off that television and turn on some gospel. That's sowing seed. Hallelujah. Sow some seeds this season. Hallelujah. So that your seed can birth. God has a love beyond measure. Hallelujah. For you and I. What greater love than this? That a man would lay down his life for a friend. If he did it for us, just to bring us in, if his birth was this season, for you to have a season, then we ought to all hail and bow before him. Let him have his way. Give him all of you. As much as you've given, seek to give more. How about Cynthia? He that hungers and thirsts after righteousness shall be filled. All you got to do is want it. He said, if you want it, I promise I'll give it. Hallelujah. If you desire, if you hunger, if you thirst, you shall be filled. I want to thank you. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, whatever fits your spirit. It's all about love. Jesus is the reason for the season. Amen. So we just want to, here at Undisputed Truth Ministries, thank everybody. Thank you for your blessings throughout the year. Thank you for your support. Hallelujah. Thank you for being a friend. Hallelujah. Thank you for being a family. Hallelujah. And God wants to thank you for being a voice in the wilderness. He want to thank you for being a light in darkness. He want to thank you for being saved and sanctified. He want to thank you, glory be to God. And he thanked us by laying down his life. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. I'm Bishop Thurman A. Butler. I'm going to go ahead and release the line tonight. Amen. Sometimes I take a little extra time. So now I'm giving back tonight. The Lord has spoken. Hallelujah. Can we pray? Let us pray. Somebody is still yet waiting on God. How about Shindy out of Osea? Somebody is waiting for God to deliver. Somebody is waiting for God to set free. Hallelujah. Somebody is waiting for God to move by his spirit. Out of our Cindy, we touch and agree with you right now this Christmas season. We touch and believe God with you right now, out of our Cindy, that your heart will be at peace, that your mind will have our Sunday, beyond your comprehension. Glory be to God. Peace that passeth all understanding be upon you. It's not about gifts. It's not about toys. Hallelujah. It's about love. Love somebody. Love somebody. Stop the hatred. Forgive somebody. Let them free. Long suffering. Kindness. Meekness. Against such there is no law. God has not bound how much love you can have. He has not spoken in an amount of forgiveness you can have. God has not spoken laws concerning how much anointing, hallelujah, you can have. Against such there is no law. Have all the peace you want tonight. And we pray it, we release it, we believe it, and we thank God for it. Because it's in his word. And if it's in the word, it's undisputed. God bless you. I'm Bishop Thurman A. Butler, Undisputed Truth Ministries. 1921 Darby Town Road. Share this with somebody. Tag somebody. Tell somebody to follow us. Hallelujah. There's a word in the land. Glory be to God. There's a famine in the land as well. And it's for the word of God. But we want to always give you the word that's written and the word that's revealed. And if it's in the word, it's undisputed. God bless you tonight. Have a good night. Merry Christmas to all. To all, good night. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Amen. We thank and praise God for you on Blog Talk Radio tonight. And we thank God for you and just pray the blessings of God upon you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.